Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Hey y'all, before this video starts, go ahead and check out iamastrologyreadings.com. That is where all of our blogs are being posted. We want to hear your opinions. Leave a comment, leave a like, let us know you're watching. That being said, let's get to the video.
I have a question for you. When I was learning astrology, I was doing it in Uber and Lyft. While I was driving Uber and Lyft, and I was giving people, you know, talking to people about their charts. Sometimes it wouldn't just be one person in the car. Sometimes it would be, it could be siblings getting the car together. It could be, you know, girlfriend and boyfriend, or just homeboys, or, you know, friends. And while I was talking to them, let's just say I would get on like the life lesson and things that block them and things that this person would struggle with. And let's just say I'll start talking to them about their Saturn sign. And the person who was with the other person would say a lot, man, I tell you that all the time. Man, this is amazing. I tell you that all the time. Now, at some point, I started thinking, damn, how is this happening? How was this person's sibling, this person's friend, telling them about their Saturn sign and they don't even know astrology? Why do you think that was happening?
One, you're a stranger to them and you're telling them certain areas where they need to work on.
No, take me out. I'm asking you, how did that friend know? How did that sibling know what that other person would...
Because they're around the individual all the time. That's why. And they're seeing what's actually going on. All that was actually a validation.
Here's the question. Why didn't that person, that friend, that sibling, listen to that person?
They don't want to believe, and I know what I say about the word believe, you know, it's a doubt word, but they are actually doubting in themselves that they can actually change because they're programmed. They're programmed a certain way, and they need to deprogram, and they're not ready to deprogram yet.
Why do you think other people can see that? See what I could see in the chart. Why do you think somebody else close to them can see that?
They spend a lot of time around this person. They see the way they act and react to certain situations and shit.
How come that person don't listen?
They're in denial, don't want to accept it, don't want to be held accountable, don't want to change, don't want to do the work.
I got a question for both of y'all then. I came to the conclusion that the people are just too close to us to listen.
That could be true.
You don't want to accept it from your brother, your sister, your friend who've been watching you. They too close to you. Why do we believe that person don't know what they talking about?
Can't reason that you've been around them all their life. It could be some things going in their head, that, or maybe they just hate me. Maybe they don't want to see me with XYZ or with whoever, being naive.
And I'm just saying that, Rafiki, to you because you brought up, hey, other people can look at, show you your reflection. And I've noticed that we don't like to listen to the people that's close to us when they telling us our reflection.
Because a lot of the times, and I'm speaking for myself when I say this, people get into the head, you're just saying that because you're just nitpicking that. You're not trying to help me. You're just trying to hurt me. And that's that programming that I was talking about. Because they're around us all the time. They see us. They see our patterns. And when they try to tell us our patterns or tell us our faults or show us, we don't take it as the constructive criticism. We take it as, oh, you're just nitpicking.
A jab, yeah.
You're just trying to jab at me. Or like if you're out in public, oh, you're just trying to one-up me. Or you're trying to embarrass me. How dare you do that? That's some of the things I used to say all the time. Why are you taking a jab at me? We're out here in public. Why are you doing this? Oh, you're just trying to make yourself look good. Here, let me start telling some of your things. So it turns into an argument because...
So let me ask you this, Rafiki. If you out to dinner and you done drizzled some salad dressing down your beard, You don't want somebody to tell you?
Oh, yeah, tell me.
Well, if I go by what you just said, you would take that as, man, why are you trying to embarrass me by telling me I got something on my beard?
It depends on how you actually do it, though.
I don't think it really would matter if somebody said, nice, Rafiki, you got something on your beard, versus somebody saying, Rafiki, you got something on your beard. The statement is, Rafiki, you got something on your beard.
Let me throw this out right here so you understand where I'm actually trying to come from. Say there's a correct way and a wrong way. You don't always got to raise your voice. You could have politely say, there are certain codes that you can do. You know, tap me on my wrist or whatever, say, you know, point. Just don't blurt it out.
In front of 30 people.
he wants you to do sign language and gang signs.
Right.
Hey, bro, don't say it. Get them things that the people with the flight school, they when they trying to bring a plane in.
Yeah.
Other words, what I'm trying to say is don't draw that much attention to it. If you draw attention to it, it's going to lead and perceive that you're doing it in an ill-intentioned way.
Well, Rafiki, could I argue that person is just being defensive?
I was thinking sensitive.
Defensive, sensitive. I think maybe defensive is a better adjective to swallow than sensitive.
I like sensitive better.
I know, but sensitive is a triggering word. Let's fight for
it. I mean, someone can take defensive the same way as another might take sensitive.
Okay, Rafiki, which word do you prefer? Sensitive or defensive?
Well, let's just say this right here. You guys are like giving me a reflection of myself, and I'm the one that's hosting this and bringing up the topic. And everything that y'all are saying is 100% true. There are people that takes it sensitive, and there's people that take it the other way.
Are you
I'm both when it comes to things like that. That's the reason I'm saying I'm actually trying to work out these areas. So this right here is actually helping me even as we speak.
So Rafiki, I like to bring up when a person say, I've changed. If you haven't been in that situation since the last time you was in that situation and you handle it in a way that you didn't want to handle it, you will not work on that. I don't think that a person can work on that without being in those situations to actually work on it. So for a person that's being sensitive, they would have to take constructive criticism, and they would have to actually be conscious that in their self that, hey, this is not an attack. This person cares for me. This person is actually trying to help me. I should not, you know, get defended, get on the defense or be sensitive. I don't really think that much responsibility holds on the one presenting said issue.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.